On Friday, May 16th at 8 p.m., Baltimore Concert Opera is presenting the life and music of Maria Callas at the Engineers Club in Baltimore's Mount Vernon neighborhood. With me in the studio today is Baltimore Concert Opera's Executive Director, Julia Cook. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Diana. It's wonderful to be here.
Now, there are a lot of tribute concerts that have been done over the years, but the format for this one is rather unusual. How is this different?
Well, this will be a conversation as well as singing. So we have the wonderful Fabrizio Milano, who is a personal friend of Maria Callas, knew her well and has really wonderful stories to tell about her that no one has ever heard and you can't find on Wikipedia or in a book. So that is very unique that he will be telling these different stories about the different parts of Maria's life. And then the fantastic soprano Francesca Mondanaro will be singing sort of the pieces of the puzzle and progressing through Maria's professional and personal life. And it's a conversation where they will also talk with one another on stage and welcome the audience to ask questions if they would like.
Francesca Mondanaro and Fabrizio Milano have been doing this concert for a while, haven't they?
Right. It was originally conceived actually for Baltimore Concert Opera in 2009 as part of our Artscape presentation. And they've presented it since then at Opera Delaware a couple of times, and then they come back to repeat it here with us again a few years later.
Fabrizio Milano will be talking, among other things, about the book Greek Fire by Nicholas Gage, which is all about Maria Callas' relationship with Aristotle Onassis.
He'll talk about all of those different components of her life, which were so interesting. One big highlight, of course, that everybody knows about was her relationship with Onassis and the heartbreak that it really was for her. And he shed some light on that. You know, we all consume through whichever means, gossip magazines or television, and know certain things. But Fabrizio knows the inside scoop, basically, on what happened with them.
Maria Callas was actually born in Brooklyn, which is something that not everyone knows, amazingly. But yes, she was. She was from this country originally.
She was, yes. And he'll talk about her birth, her mother, her sister, her travels to Europe, her teachers, and her early career, and sort of how the persona developed of what we know now today as being La Divina.
Well, this is the life and music of Maria Callas presented by Baltimore Concert Opera, Friday, May 16th at 8 p.m. at the Engineers Club in Baltimore's Mount Vernon neighborhood. Soprano Francesca Mondanaro and director Fabrizio Milano will present an up-close and personal performance and fireside chat as a tribute to La Divina. There is a reception for all of the guests following the event. More information is available at BaltimoreConcertOpera.com or by phone at 443-445-0226. With me in the studio today is Julia Cook, Executive Director of Baltimore Concert Opera. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Diana. It was great to speak with you.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.